Now back to the KNBR 680 pregame show with Marty Lurie on your home for Giants baseball, KNBR 680.
All right, nice to have you back with us on this Saturday afternoon. Matt Cain on the hill tonight for the Giants. Right-hander against Ted Lilly, who's really pitched well for the Dodgers. Last start, he got knocked around a little bit. But other than that, prior to that, he's done well. Down in San Diego, they've knocked John Garland out, at least the Rockies have. It's in the top of the fifth inning, and Ryan Spielborgs is now hitting for Seth Smith. Joey Thatcher, the left-hander, is in. Two out, bases loaded for the Rockies, and it's 2-1 Rockies over the Padres, so that is in the top of the fifth. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But Paul Sullivan joins us. Paul writes a column for the New York Times. He's written a book. He calls it Clutch. When I saw the title and I said, boy, September baseball, clutch, this is the time of year for it. Who's going to do well? Who's not? I want to know why. Paul, I thought you'd be a great guest for us. How are you?
Great, Marty. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No, glad to have you. And honestly, the book, number one, I always like to ask people, when you choose a subject to write about, why do you choose something like clutch? And then we're not just talking about sports, but you've applied it to different parts of life. Why was it interesting to you?
Yeah, great question. I mean, when I started researching it about 3 years ago, I was looking around and seeing all these people at the top of their games in business, politics, the military, and, of course, sports, choking under pressure. And I thought, you know, why is this happening? And I wanted to find that out. But in the course of doing the research, these past 3 years have been brutal for this country. And I started to think of it more and more as not a sports book, not a business book, but as a book to help anybody to stay even, if not fall behind. Because at this point, there's so much pressure on all of us. We need to be clutch at whatever we're doing.
Are there some characteristics that apply to people, whether they're actors, baseball players, politicians, or attorneys, whoever they may be, that help them get through these high-stress situations and give them a chance to be successful? What did you find out about your research?
Yes, I found there were five key traits for anybody across that whole spectrum you just mentioned for being clutch. The first, though, was focus. Without the ability to focus, nothing happens from there. And then you go into discipline, adaptability, being present, and what I call the push and pull of fear and desire, the sort of fear of failure against the desire for success.
Well, what about baseball players? Let's talk about what we talk about here on KNBR 680, and that's sports, whether it be football, baseball, basketball. I'll talk about baseball because we're in September. You look at the great Bobby Thompson home run of the Giants in 51, a Joe Morgan homer in 82, a Jack Clark homer, which he knocked the Dodgers out for the Cardinals. And these are moments of tremendous pressure for a hitter or a pitcher. I know you talked to David Price in the book, Alex Rodriguez as well. How do you apply, in just layman's terms, those characteristics, how do you apply it to baseball?
Yeah, great, good question. I mean, there are lots of applications. And you know, the home run is the toughest one because that settles in our romantic imagination. And you know, Bobby Thompson above all the rest. We remember that and we think, wow, that was a moment. But I define clutch as the ability to do what you can do under normal conditions, under extreme pressure. So, for example, when I was talking to David Price, I asked him, you know, what was it like going in Game 7, ALCS? You needed four outs to get your team into the World Series. What did you think about? And the first thing he told me was, I thought about failing. I thought about somebody hitting a home run off me. And I said, why? And he says, because those things happen, and you have to be prepared for it. And after I thought of that, I put myself into the moment. And that's the fourth principle of being completely present. And at that point, he just trusted what he had. He's got a great fastball and a great slider.
Boy, it's interesting. By the way, Paul Sullivan is with us. The book is Clutch. He's talking about David Price for the Tampa Bay Rays as a rookie who pitched them into the World Series against the Phillies, and he retired four or five in a row of the Red Sox. J.D. Drew, one of them, with the bases loaded in Game 7 of that ALCS where the Red Sox had come back from that 3-1 deficit. But what I take from the book is you get into a high-stress situation, and you, number one, you're prepared. That's number one. Number two is discipline. You have to have the discipline to keep yourself within the moment so you don't freak out, so to speak. And number three is making that performance something that you have done 10,000 times. In other words, you visualize, or you've actually done it that many times where, yes, it's the seventh game of a World Series, but you've thrown the pitch so many times, you've swung the bat so many times, you've made the closing argument so many times. You try to keep yourself in the moment and not get caught up with the emotion of it. Is that fair?
It is fair. And in the case of David Price, he told me the person who was really instrumental for him was his coach at Vanderbilt University, a guy named Tim Corbin, who every few years gives this speech about being a marshmallow, a jelly bean, or a rock. And that's the way he talks about pressure. He holds a flame to all three. The marshmallow melts immediately. The jelly bean holds up for a bit, then melts. And it's only the rock that gets shinier under pressure. And Price said when he went in there, he was the quintessential marshmallow.
Mm.
And which you wouldn't expect to hear. And when I was thinking about this call today, Marty, I thought, you know, some of the great players on the Giants right now, and, you know, one who comes to mind is Aubrey Huff, who's showing that, I mean, he's having a fantastic season for you guys after an atrocious season last year.
Yes.
And you ask yourself, you know, why? And at this level, all of these guys are great. I mean, they wouldn't be there if they weren't great. But for something like Huff, it is being in that environment, having the right hitting coach, having that person who can allow the first step of clutch to happen, which is focus. And I'm thinking about this back at the end of August, the hitting coach, Mullins, had a great comment about Huff. And he said, quote, "He doesn't let one at-bat roll into the next." And that, to me, is the essence, because the flip side, of course, of clutch is people who choke. And there are three common qualities for people who choke, one of which is overthinking, of thinking, oh, my God, here I am at the plate. I've got to hit the home run. I've got to do something. Or the last at-bat, boy, did I botch that last at-bat. I struck out on an easy pitch. If you're somebody like Huff who can be totally present and focus on that at-bat and forget the last three, even if they were crummy, that's going to help you do very well under pressure.
Well, it's a good point. I said it when the show opened today. The key to going down the stretch for me in baseball, veteran players get this more so than young players, you can't live on yesterday's game. Whether it's a bad game, it could be the worst emotional loss of the year, the way you lose it this time of year, or it could be a great win. But when you start today's game, you have to focus on today's game. You can't bring that last at bat or that last game with you. And I think that's what you're saying here.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I'm talking to you as a New York Yankees fan. And,
okay.
You know, so, hey, it's a different league. We can have a nice chat here. But, I mean, the person who always comes to mind for me is Mariano Rivera. Everybody knows what pitch he's going to throw. He's going to throw a cutter. And chances are you're not going to hit it. But occasionally, somebody does hit it. Occasionally, he gives up a home run. And what does he do? He throws a pitch again. I mean, he's been in that situation so many times. He has such a sharp focus. But it's the third principle of being clutch. He adapts. Okay, I gave up a hit. I gave up a home run. But I'm back in the moment. I'm back being present, and I'm totally focused on what I have to do. It's the pitchers that get rattled who don't ever rebound.
Ah, good point. Good point. Paul Sullivan is with us. The book is Clutch, and I think you'll enjoy it because it applies to just about everybody, as Paul said, in any aspect of life that we face, especially sports, if it's acting. There were some interesting interviews you did with actors about clutch performances as an actor on the stage. Maybe you could share that with us.
Absolutely. I talked to this fascinating guy named Larry Clark, who, if you're a fan of Law & Order from the early days, you'd know him. He had a recurring role there. But he got this role of a lifetime for a production of Streamers, which is a play by David Rabe that was very controversial in the 1970s and was revived a couple years ago in Boston. And for him, you know, he had the key role. He had this 20-minute monologue at the end. And if he screwed it up, all was lost. But I told his story because most of the people who read this are not going to be actors. I told his story because so many of us in business, we have to give presentations from time to time. We have to get up and give speeches. And what does any great stage actor have the ability to do? And that's overcome stage fright. And he is really the chapter on being present. And his story, for me, was very moving because he started off as just an incredibly talented guy who didn't think he had to work very hard. He found out otherwise, and it was through that finding out that he got to this point where he could get up on stage and totally be the character, knowing that he may fumble, he may drop a line here and there, he may, you know, forget a word, but he was that character, and the audience, I saw the revival in Boston, the audience believed him.
Wow, pretty good. Paul, tell us just very briefly, and again, as we wrap it up, for our sports fans, our baseball fans, the characteristics that you've come up with, and just explain them, maybe in baseball terms. Let's say it's Arbie Huff tonight at the plate, and he's going to face Ted Lilly, and he's 3-for-24 of Ted Lilly, and now he gets in the sixth inning, bases loaded, the Giants are down 2-1, there's two out, and now he's got to focus on a big moment on the game. So take us through in lay terms a little bit of focus and discipline and adaptability, being present, and fear and desire, and those are the characteristics of the clutch performer. Put it into the terms of an at-bat for me.
Sure. I mean, the first thing I hope he doesn't think about is that he's 3-for-24 off this pitcher. That's disastrous. So he's going to get up there, and he's going to focus. He's going to go through his routine. I talk about this in golf terms in the book, but it's so important to have his fixed routine, and he's going to get himself settled. The discipline, the second trait, comes in as he's watching the pitches. This is what every great batter does. He works a pitcher to a long count if he can. The third thing is he's going to adapt. Maybe he gets a bad call from the ump. Maybe the ump, you know, calls something a strike and he thinks it's a ball. If he lets that fluster him, he's dead. Because the key here, the fourth, he has to be totally present. The only thing that matters is that at-bat for him. And that's how, you know, if all goes well, he's really going to come through in the clutch.
Wow, pretty good. You got me ready for tonight's game. Very good. Paul, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. And, of course, you write the column in the New York Times. The book is Clutch. I assume you could get it anywhere on Amazon, Borders, and all those places.
Yep. The book was published on Thursday, and an excerpt of the book ran in today's New York Times. So either pick it up or read it online.
Terrific. Paul, thanks so much. I appreciate having you on. I think we learned a lot about clutch performers today. And let's see what Alex Rodriguez, he got the monkey off his back in the last World Series. We'll see if he can carry forth if they're in the playoffs this year.
I certainly hope so. And since you guys are in the National League, I'm going to be rooting for the Giants to win the wild card this year.
Very good. Hey, we haven't given up on the Padres, by the way. And I will tell you this, because the fans are listening. The Rockies did score another run. It's the end of 5 now in San Diego. The Rockies are up 3-1. All right, Paul, thank you so much.
Good luck, Marty. Thanks so much.
All right. That is Paul Sullivan. The book is Clutch. I think that was good, wasn't it, Tim? Putting that together. Do you like that?
Yeah, don't you just want to excel in pressure now?
Well, but if you use those seriously, those characteristics, and, you know, things, look, live radio, things come your way. You have to adapt. You have to stay in the moment. Seriously.
I think I'm going to ask my friends if they are marshmallows, jelly beans, or rocks.
Or rock. That's the best part of it. All right. We can work with that. All right. This is KNBR 680, our Giants pregame, Matt Cain and Ted Lilly. Coming up tonight on the game, and as I say, the Rockies beating the Padres here. The Giants have another chance, perhaps, if the Rockies can hold on to pick up some ground. This thing is far, far, far from over, as we like to say, and that is the story of September baseball. You have to forget about what happened yesterday and come out and do it again today, and that is the story of it. All right, more coming up, but we're going to try to get Tom Krasovic with us. He writes for AOL Fan House. He's down in San Diego watching that game, I believe, today, or perhaps he's just in San Diego. He can give us an update. But talk about the Padres and what's going on down there and what the mood is as far as he can discern. So we'll take a break and come back, hopefully, with Tom Krasovic of AOL Fan House right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
KNBR 680.